You're listening to SBS News.
David Finney took his own life in 2019 after a 20-year career with the Royal Australian Air Force. He suffered from post-traumatic stress disorder and is one of more than 500 veterans that have died by suicide since 2001. His mother, Julianne Finney, says she'll always be proud of him.
I was proud of him in life. I remain proud of him in death. He was an amazing man. He served 20 years. He was decorated for his bravery. And I did promise them that I will not stop telling David's story until we have veteran wellbeing.
It comes as Prime Minister Scott Morrison confirmed the Coalition will not oppose a motion calling for a Royal Commission into veteran suicides. Last week, the motion was passed in the Senate, with Mr. Morrison saying he won't be standing in the way. However, he remains adamant there should be an alternative model.
We won't be opposing that motion at all. We've always thought you need something better than and more than a Royal Commission. What we need is a permanent arrangement, and that's what we've put into the Parliament.
Senator Matt Canavan says it's time to investigate, but doesn't see the Royal Commission as a panacea.
Look, I think it's time. I've often had the view that I'm concerned Royal Commissions are seen as a panacea for everything, when often they end up helping lawyers but not necessarily deal with the original problem. But the call for a Royal Commission has been going on for long enough from enough people that it's time we act on it and listen to our veterans. Veterans are those people that make enormous sacrifices for the protection of our nation, and ultimately we deserve to listen to them.
Coalition MP and former veteran Phil Thompson apologised to every mother who has had to bury a son.
I'm sorry for what you've had to go through, the loss of a son. I'm sorry for every mother that has had to bury their son. All I can say is I'm sorry.
Independent Senator Jackie Lambie, the Greens and the opposition have been part of the push for a Royal Commission. Labor leader Anthony Albanese says the statistics are tragic.
It is a national tragedy that more veterans have taken their lives than we lost in Iraq and Afghanistan.
He says the government needs to look after veterans both during and after service.
We should be proud of the men and women who serve in our uniform. We should also make sure that we look after them and their interests both while they're serving, but importantly afterwards as well.
The motion notes Australian Defence Force personnel have a suicide rate of less than half the wider communities while serving, but nearly twice the general population rate once they leave. It calls on the Morrison government to establish a Royal Commission into the rate of suicide among current and former ADF personnel. The Coalition would probably lose the vote if it contested the motion. So far, the motion before the House of Representatives is only symbolic, rather than a bill to create a Royal Commission. The federal government has already introduced legislation for a National Commissioner for Veteran Suicide Prevention, but proponents of the Royal Commission say that's only one part of the solution. Retired Special Forces Commander Heston Russell was discharged from the military in 2019. After numerous deployments, including Afghanistan, East Timor and Iraq, he says he struggled with the transition to a normal life and last year experienced suicidal thoughts.
Again, it's a rare opportunity where we get to potentially provide hope to people. And that hope is that people care enough and the government cares enough to go back and provide accountability to the systemic failings that have been. And also the hope that we can then draw a line in the sand from which we can form up and advance from to move forward.
Ms. Finney says though the government is finally poised to listen, hearing the stories will be difficult.
I can't even go through my son's story because it breaks me. It's going to be tough, but it needs to be done.
Sophia Petrovic, SBS News.